Hey everybody, welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey guys.
Hi.
We're actually sitting in order.
Yeah, we have a whole new setup.
What order is this?
Sarah, and Lindsay.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I thought this was a ranking system.
What?
Yes, you're number one.
I was ready to have
number
three. Hurt. I was prepared to get hurt.
I'm always number three.
Okay. So we are going to do another little ABC story.
Our favorite.
I've been told that it is my turn to start us off with A.
Yes. Let's hear it.
A dark and stormy night.
You can't start a sentence with A, Lindsay.
Why?
Number three is being so rude right now. And I was doing a complete sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, start then you, again. Whoever has I, you can't start with I.
I'm kidding. You yelled at me once okay. for doing that.
Igneous rock.
Well, no, now yeah. I gotta start over again.
No, okay. I like a dark and stormy night.
All right. A dark and stormy night approaches.
Ooh.
Bats are on the horizon.
Cats are circling everyone's ankles.
Dodging the cats. Sarah jumped out of the way.
Which one? You'll never know.
Eek!
Ooh.
That's one word.
It's okay.
Fire erupts in the house.
Ghosts and ghouls come out to play.
Yes.
Halloween is approaching.
Igneous rocks are formed everywhere.
You're welcome.
Jack-o'-lanterns poke out from the windows of the house.
Ooh, they poke out?
From the curtains. Oh. What are you thinking about?
Not like at an angle.
They're stems.
Yeah. <I'm> like,
I don't know. Peek out, whatever you want to say.
Okay.
I don't know if that's worse. They're playing peekaboo.
Okay.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Got it.
Kangaroos enter the room.
I was trying to keep animals out of it. I can think of a pretty great word that starts with an L.
Lasagna is their favorite food. Is that the word you were thinking of?
Yes, I was thinking of lasagna.
Hang on, let me guess. Lear.
Yes. You guys both suck.
Okay. Lesson. Was I right?
No.
Hang on. Lindsay.
I was going to say, I introduced Sarah into the story.
Oh,
I haven't
yeah.
seen her in a while.
Lindsay is eating lasagna in the house.
I like how you always do
that is on fire.
My gosh, said Lindsay. Is the house on fire?
Nope, said the kangaroo.
Outside is on fire. Not the house.
Why is everything on fire?
You asked if it was on fire. You said no. It's actually outside.
Please, I don't believe you.
Quickly, we must run from the fire.
Run, said the kangaroo.
Safety. We must get to safety.
The bats flew away.
I'm on a U.
Yes, you are.
Damn it.
Umbrella, unicorn, understand. Unimportant. USA.
Uvula.
UFO.
Claimed the kangaroo as he ran away from the house.
He's just running away. Uvula.
He's not hopping.
As he hopped. My bad.
That's a sticking
I can't
point
believe
there.
I got that part wrong.
That's the one we have to change. Yes.
Uvula claimed the kangaroo as he hopped away from the burning house.
Va, 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 voom.
Nope. The answer was vulva.
Said Lindsay.
I almost spit out my martini. Va, va, voom. Lindsay can't say vulva.
I can't.
Can you try?
No.
Okay. Gross. Ew. What happened to the cats?
God damn it. I think I have X's in every story.
Xylophone. X-ray.
That's what I did last time.
Xerox. Xeroxes are on fire. Everything's on fire.
Man, there's just not a lot of...
There's not.
X words. Okay, well, yeah, Xeroxes were on fire. Also in the house.
Yowza. Is that what started the fire?
Yes.
Zebras have stripes.
The end.
I think we get worse and worse the more we do this.
Listen, There's only so many sentences you can say that start with X.
That's true.
And Z.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to try again and keep going until we make magic again.
I agree. So buckle up, audience.
Hey, Paranormies. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Alexa.
And we're the hosts of They Don't Stay Dead.
We're a paranormal podcast from Australia, and we've made it our mission to share with you all the real-life ghost stories and haunted locations from our home, as well as encounters with supernatural beings and reports of unknown mysteries.
From haunted asylums and ghost ships to big cat cryptids and alien encounters, there's something for everyone. We release new episodes every Thursday, and you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to check out our Instagram at They Don't Stay Dead for weekly updates. We get a little bit spooky and a lot silly. So join us for some laughs and a tale of the unknown.
Stay spooky, paranormies.
What are we going to talk about tonight?
So we did an investigation.
We did.
And we went to Jefferson City, Missouri.
Did you know that Jeff City is the capital of Missouri?
And that there's a very famous prison there that we like.
We went to a place and stayed overnight at the Carriage House, which is a offshoot of a very large mansion-y type house.
Yes.
In Jefferson City called Parker Place.
Mm-hmm. Which I wish we could have seen. We got to see the outside, but our friends from Get Haunted, Rob and Danny and Kyle, and I'm forgetting who else was there, but those three for sure had stayed there over the summer when we met them to go investigate at the prison. And they were the ones who recommended this place. Otherwise, I don't think we would have known about it.
Mm-mm. It's an Airbnb, so it's another little
right
haunted Airbnb that is literally like a block away from the prison. You can see the prison from there.
Yeah.
Okay, so to talk about Parker's place, I'm going to talk about Lester Parker. Lester Parker.
I was wondering about Lester.
Lester was a poet.
Did he know it?
Painter.
She's skipping right by my joke.
I think he didn't.
Shoemaker. Entrepreneur. Leader of his church. A music composer. A Kansas sheep farmer. A cotton farmer in southeast Missouri. A miner in southwest Missouri. A prison reformer. And the owner of a telephone company.
Jeez, Lester.
And he's also a world traveler.
I bet he is. He sounds amazing. A Lester
of all trades.
He is a Lester of all trades.
That's cute.
Thank you.
All right. Lester was born October 7th, 1860 in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester?
Where his father, George...
It's just a fun name.
...worked for a shoe manufacturing company. The family moved to Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington?
No, it's not as fun as Worcester.
And then to Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago!
Okay. Lester was hand-making shoes by the age of 9.
Ooh, wow. Impressive. Talent.
A natural.
But also child labor laws?
No.
Maybe he was doing it as a hobby.
He was helping out his dad. Didn't you say his dad had a...
Yes. Family business.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll let it slide.
He boasted... Now, this is kind of a fun story. I had to pare it down. We'll talk about that later. But... Lester boasted that his childhood home in Chicago was the first house consumed by the Great Chicago Fire of 1871.
Ooh, okay.
It's an interesting thing to boast about.
Yeah, there's a long anecdotal story on the website, but essentially the barn of the farm across the alley from his house caught on fire, right?
Okay.
And this moved into the Great Fire of Chicago in 1871. So it ruined lots of things, right? But it started in the barn across
of the farm.
From his farm.
He is Got the it. Cause of the Great Fire of Chicago.
I hope not.
Don't think he
I
was.
Think it was just his barn.
So there's differing ideas on the cause of the fire, from like spontaneous combustion of the hay in the barn to maybe a cow kicking over a lantern.
That is not where my head went with spontaneous combustion.
No, you were thinking of bodies.
Yeah, or maybe a cow spontaneously combusted.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a barn.
So that or a cow kicking over a lantern, right?
Seems legit.
Lester liked to go with the cow theory and told people that he made a profit from selling cow tail hairs as a souvenir to those that wanted to have a something to remember from the Great Chicago Fire.
Hey, here's my cow's hair. He might have started the fire that killed lots of people and destroyed property.
We don't know for sure, but...
Do you want his hair?
You can buy some hair.
People bought it.
My name's Lester.
That poor cow. So he sold one hair at a time?
He got some tweezers.
Cow... I don't know, maybe. Don't ask questions. He made a lot of profit off of it.
Lester, I have questions, but...
After the fire, the family moved back to Worcester, where Lester was active in the Massachusetts Natural History Association's ornithology efforts.
What is that?
Birds.
Thank you.
He graduated from Baltimore City College with a, quote, background in law.
Not a foreground in law?
Yep, just important. The back, not the front. The college was a combo prep school and junior college. So I don't know if it gave like an actual law degree or not. So he moved to Salina, Kansas at 19. He worked as a lawyer and a rancher raising sheep and cattle. This is also where he met and fell in love with, at least I assume he did, Katie Lockard. For some unknown reason, he moved to St. Paul, Minnesota, to be the foreman at a shoe manufacturing company. But he missed Katie, and so he came back to Kansas to marry her, and they had a daughter, Gracie, and two sons, Clyde and Dan. The family moved to Jefferson City, Missouri, where Lester helped organize the Jefferson Shoe Company, which produced shoes out of the Missouri State Penitentiary.
Okay. Why are you laughing at that?
Because I thought you were going to say, like, a material. And I was really confused.
It's made out of the prison.
So inmates are producing these shoes. Yes.
Yeah.
Or it's made out of prisoners?
It's made from prisoners. Yeah.
Oh, I hope not.
Just kidding.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying. I don't know. I had it in my head.
This was until 1915 when inmate labor became too costly and they also weren't allowed to work more than 8 hours a day. So the state takes over the shoe manufacturing business out of the prison. And Lester is appointed to be the first stupid intendant.
Aww. He's a stupid intendant.
Stupid intendant.
A superintendent of industries. And under his leadership, the Missouri State Penitentiary became fully self-sufficient and profitable.
Good for you, Lester.
Wonderful.
He doesn't sound like a stupid intendant.
Yeah. He sounds like a superintendent.
He was super.
A smarty intendant.
Yeah.
After this, Lester was appointed to the Decoration Commission, where he played an important role in selecting artwork for the new Capitol building. He loved art and was a skilled painter himself.
Of course he was. Yeah,
he did all the things.
Lester can do anything.
Right.
He also wrote many songs and poems.
Of course.
Including a song called Come Back, My Honey, to Missouri.
Not very catchy.
It at one point was the state song of Missouri.
Oh, wow. What? Lester!
Interestingly, I couldn't find it anywhere on the internet.
Disappointing.
That is disappointing, especially if it was the state song.
Right.
Right. Katie died 7 years after they married and just a year after their last son was born.
Aww.
Clyde, the middle son, died the same year.
Jeez.
Lester married Sue in 1895. They had Alice and Lester Jr.
LJ. For short.
Sue also died just a few years after they married.
Jeez, Lester.
Oof.
Are we suspicious of Lester at this point or nah?
I am, but I don't think anybody else was.
Okay.
It's sounding suspicious.
So then he married his final wife, Sue.
Wait, I'm sorry.
What?
Sue and then Sue?
Yeah. So.
As in Z-O-O?
Her actual name was Missouri, and so she went by Sue.
Her name was Missouri?
According to the record books.
That's not much better.
I'm sorry for all the Missouris out there.
I mean, listen, y'all live in Missouri. Missouri is not a good name for a child. I am confident in saying that. Neither
but
is
she
Kansas.
Can go by Zoo.
Or Mo.
Or Mizzou.
Mo would have been better. Not Mizzou. I guess this is before Mizzou.
Or Missouri.
Yeah. Zuri.
Zuri, like Z-U-R-I.
What about Missouri? Yeah. Could she have gone by that?
Oh,
no.
Gosh, no.
You absolutely Southerner?
Not.
She could
Missouri.
Not.
Missouri. You have to say it like that every time.
Missouri.
So, no. Him and Zoo, they lived in the house for many years.
Cute.
They did
in Missouri.
Yep, in Jefferson City.
Of course, she can't leave the state of Missouri ever.
She is Missouri.
She is the state lady.
She is named after them. She cannot leave.
They did lots of cool stuff. I mean, there were parties there and weddings and all sorts of stuff. They were actually a well-respected couple who contributed a lot to the community. Lester Sr. died of a heart attack in 1925, and Zoo and her daughter Rachel died in a car accident in 1931. The house was converted into apartments by 1939 and is now owned by a couple of business partners who have fully restored the home. And so all of that history on Lester Parker, after that, I need to tell you that we didn't stay inside the Parker house.
We did not. That's just a fun little side story.
We stayed in the carriage house where the chauffeur and the servants lived. So,
that explains where we are in life.
You guys can look at it.
I don't have any specifics on like significant events in the house. Couldn't find any big traumatic events. But we stayed the night on the same grounds as the Parker house.
We were close to it.
We were close to Lester.
And so I feel like theoretically the ghosts can travel between Parker Place.
Yeah, they stay on property.
And the carriage house.
Yep.
And why not?
Can attest that they did a great job of remodeling the place because it is adorable.
It's really cute.
It's an Airbnb. You walk in and there's your living room and kitchen area, which is super adorable. And then there's like the stairs right there that lead up to two bedrooms and a bathroom. Sarah and Sarah stayed in one bedroom and I stayed in the other bedroom.
That is correct.
They were separate beds.
There was two twin beds in one where you guys stayed, and then I slept in a queen. It's super adorable. It's kind of a small place, but
it's pretty small, but
fit us.
But it was perfect for just the three of us. So
I'm going to go ahead and put our disclaimer out there now before we start going into our evidence. It was August. It was hot. The AC is running the entire time.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know why it kicked off because it almost immediately kicked right back on.
So you can hear it in all audio.
Yep. So our friends that recommended this place, I reached out to them and asked them about their experiences. They told us that they were able to get a couple of EVPs. They didn't tell me what they were, but maybe they'll share it if I reach back out to them. And then Rob, he did an EVP session in the closet, which was in Sarah and I's room. It was kind of a creepy little closet. Kyle says that they kept hearing people coming down the stairs. And I think we kind of had a similar experience a couple times where we were hearing people walk down the stairs, or the stairs are wooden stairs, so you can hear every creak on those. And they kept looking over there to see if there was somebody actually there.
Yeah. So when we first got there, we kind of set stuff up, left our things there, and immediately went to dinner because we were hungry.
Yeah.
So we left two recorders going. We put one at the top of the stairs, and then we put one on the kitchen counter on the first floor.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to put another disclaimer. There's an ice machine.
Yeah.
That is very loud. And I heard it throughout anything that was left downstairs. I could hear the ice machine. I hear the AC. I hear like a couple thuds, knocks. But again, this is like kind of prime time where sometimes I could hear like car doors and things like that because there is residential areas around. So I think that's what some of the far off thuds were.
Right.
But I did catch a pretty loud bang and it sounds like something fell. I caught a loud scraping noise that almost sounded like a growl. Hey, that might be the ice machine, like listening back. I thought what I heard was walking, but listening back again, I think it was just that ice machine because it was for several minutes, like 2 to 3 minutes. I could just hear it sounded like someone walking, but I think it was just the ice machine moving around.
The ice machine was moving.
Well, like the water moving around and you could hear the ice dropping and stuff like that.
We have recordings at the same time because we had a similar experience with our recording.
We'll come back to it.
Right.
Okay. And then I think I got a growl / cough.
Ooh.
A little bit later. Let's see.
A gruff.
It was like almost like someone like clearing their throat kind of thing.
Me.
Yes.
Me.
It was you.
From the restaurant miles away.
83 minutes in. So
okay.
And it happened. I got two of them like within 30 seconds of each other. So that was upstairs. Oh no, that was downstairs. Sorry. Yes.
On the kitchen counter.
That was on the kitchen counter. And so then we had another recorder going upstairs in the hallway at the same time. I caught a big bang a couple times. And again, another growl that I think might have been a little bit louder on this one. That was around the same time because that one was at like 83 minutes and this one was at like 82 minutes. And then caught what I thought might have been footsteps and then like a couple times where there was noises, but I couldn't really decide what they were.
That was throughout all your recordings?
Yeah, a couple times. Some of these coincide, like I said, like one of the bangs on here is within a like a minute or so of the other one. So I think that was around the same time. It sounded closer downstairs, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not too confident in this and the other stuff I heard because I think it was the ice machine after listening to it a few times.
Which is interesting because we spent a lot of time down there when we were recording and playing our games and stuff like that. And I don't remember hearing it.
No, but we left this recorder literally right on the counter, right like above where the ice machine was. So I think it was picking up a lot of it.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get to ours and see what you think.
Okay.
So we did some investigating in the living room. And again, this is a very small space. So there's not a lot of room to spread out. And obviously, there's electricity going in the house. So we tried, I think, using the lights.
We did ghost lights.
And we had the REM pod on the stairs. And then we used the Phasma box. And Lindsay had the recording with the Phasma box.
So we did this. This was 1 a.m. I made sure that I announced it.
Announcement.
It's 1 a.m. I did. And at one point, I stopped the recorder and started again. I said, it is 1:30 a.m.
To be specific.
I am being precise. All right. So Boydson started us off with the Phasma box first. And y'all, I'm sorry. There's a lot of responses here. So I'm going to try to go through. I didn't write every single thing down. I wrote down what I thought was like pertinent. So I introduce us. I asked them to say hi. And Boydson goes, they left. They know he's here. So we asked, you know, who are you? Did you used to live here? And you said, Christina.
Not Missouri.
No. And there's quite a few people. There's quite a few names that pop up. So we said, oh, we have a friend named Christina. And you go, yes, we know. And right when you said that, the ghost lights went off again. Then we hear a tap and a knock, which I can hear on the recording. And we called it out. Me and you both did. We're like, there's a knock. And you said it was like right in front of you. We were talking about it. And Sarah, you said, they're right in front of me. And then Boydson goes, it's me.
Hi.
Creep.
So I'm moving the recorder because I think it wasn't picking up like enough of you. So I was like, I'm going to move this and you're still messing with the lights. And Boydson goes, wow, this changed. They should all sit down.
They should.
And Sarah in the recording called herself out. She goes, it's me. I'm the one who's moving.
That sounds right.
I was asking if anyone else was here in the room with us. And you said, she's up here. And then you said, I'm Steve.
Hello.
But you should have said it in his voice.
My name is Steve.
She did. And I'm pulling it up right now because I literally put real deep voice.
I'm Steve.
That is the most awful, gross, terrifying thing I have ever heard.
Love it so much.
I'm Steve.
And so we are laughing at Boydson's voice. We are dying. I'm not going to replay our laughter.
Oh, gross.
But then you said, don't you laugh at me.
Was it in the deep voice again?
I hate it.
Don't you laugh at me. Oh, Steve, I'm serious. I'm so sorry, Steve. Steve, we're being serious.
You're
always serious. Steve, who are you? What's your name?
Steve, what's your name?
You didn't go. Steve, what's your name?
Steve, I'm being serious.
And so I start dying laughing and I'm making fun of you and you go, I panicked.
Give a question.
Steve, what's your name?
I must know.
And then when you said you panicked, several ghost lights by the stairs went off.
Also panicking.
And then Boydson said,
what a stupid question.
So we call that out on the recorder. I say, ghost lights by the stairs are lighting up. And Boydson goes, I came down the stairs.
Maybe they liked our laughing. I don't know.
You said they do follow us on occasion.
On occasion.
On occasion. So we said, Steve, did you live here? And you said twice. Oh. Why are you here? You said, it's my house. Boydson, you said, it's going to get bigger. And Sarah said,
That's what she said.
That's exactly what you said. And then Boydson said, it's quiet time.
I need you guys to stop talking.
I am learning more and more every time we do Phasma, these spirits are over us.
They, but you know what? It gets them to respond.
Yes, they do not. They're just like, can you stop?
It is quiet time.
Please, please, Steve. Please stop.
I'm Steve. It's quiet time.
As I would have died. By next time, Sarah said, are you familiar with the prison? Because we were like, the prison's right there. Let's talk about the prison. And so we said, are you familiar with the prison? And Boydson said, shut your mouth.
Oh.
Despite all of this, you start, we're comparing this to the mortuary where we went the month before that. And Sarah, you were saying that you were picking up on some vibes. And I'm laughing because you described them as lively.
That sounds just like me.
It's so, it feels so lively in here.
Even at the time, I was like, what? Lively vibes?
I meant lively. It. not dead vibes, but lively vibes.
Lively. And then you said Sarah. And Sarah goes, thank you. I've been asking for you to say my name. And then you go, it's Devin. I said, what is this place again? Sarah goes, do you mean Carriage House or Parker's place? And Boydson said, Parker.
Lester? Is it you?
And then you said, did you know? They improved it.
Oh.
They did.
That's true.
They really did.
You and I both heard this noise and we called it out. I said it sounded like bells clanging like a train and you thought it was like someone screaming. Very faint. It's not the voices from the Phasma because I don't hear them throughout the recording. I was listening. So I don't know what it is. We both heard it. You thought it was a scream. I thought it was like bells clanging like a train.
Which it was a noise.
Two very different noises.
Yeah.
I move one of the recorders to the stairs, not this one, which I will go over here in a second. And then I move this one closer to Boydston so that way we can hear. And I start doing Phasma. First thing I said on Phasma was here. And Sarah, you said, did you used to work here? And I said, you tell me why. And then...
Tell me why.
Why are they so salty?
I caught a yell, and your spirit ears heard this. You said Christ. That you heard something right before I said this on Phasma. And then I said, Boydston.
That's me.
And then I said, you. And I say out loud while listening to Phasma that I'm hearing lots of weird laughter. And then I say, Boydston again, second time. And then I hear lots of screaming all at once, followed by, survivor, what happened to her? Boydston said, touch the red light. I said, no. And I said, investigation. Boydston, again, says, touch the red light. I go, it's easy. And then we hear a tap, followed by, I did it. Sarah, at this point, you decide to go to the closet in your room to investigate.
Yeah, I did.
And we're going to come back to that because I have a recorder. You took a recorder with you, so I'll come back to that here in a second.
Okay.
But we left the other one running downstairs while Boydston stayed down with me with Phasma. You guys hear a noise. You call it out. It's like a little tippy tap. I say Sarah right after that.
Oh, hey.
Boydston goes, what is Sarah doing right now? And I go, get out of there.
Oh.
Get out of the closet.
And Boydston said, well, we'll be here all night. We're not going anywhere.
So take that.
And I said, it hurts her. Get out.
Oof.
And you said, do you want me to get Sarah out of the closet? And I said, there's a portal. We haven't been.
Oh, that is creepy. I didn't know any of that.
So again, Boydston says, do you want me to get Sarah out? And I said, no. And I said, danger, down here, scared, trouble, friend.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay.
And then I yelled murder.
Oh, I'm just having a great time in the closet upstairs.
And Boydston.
What do the neighbors think?
Is listening to all of this and goes, can you tell my friend Sarah to come back down here, please? And I said, both Sarahs.
Oh.
We bring Sarah back downstairs. She is now down in the living room with us. And we start doing Phasma again. And Sarah, it is your turn to do Phasma. And you pointed out that you are always last to go on Phasma.
It's true. I always am. But it's okay. I'm number three. I'm going to have it tattooed right here.
And then I introduce us again once you get on Phasma and said, you know, Sarah, Sarah, and Lindsay. And you said, Joel.
We have so many people in this room with us.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
You said, I used to live here. And we go, hi, Joel. It's nice to meet you. And you said, you're loud.
Well,
I didn't know that. I'm so sorry.
And Boydston goes, she is loud.
Got it.
So Joel is here. And we, of course, start talking about Billy Joel and singing.
Naturally.
Billy Joel. But we mixed it with Michael Jackson. Billie Jean.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Billy Joel.
That's exactly what we did. So Boydson says, what was your mom's name? I don't know why you asked Billy Jean. Joel that. And I go,
what's your name, Joel?
And I'm thinking it in my head, but Sarah said, why would you ask me that?
Because I want to know. Okay.
Even the spirits were like, why are you bringing up my mom?
Yeah, the spirits were a little salty that night.
So you start singing Billy Joel, but really Billie Jean. And immediately Sarah goes, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm not right. here for that.
That's a good idea.
And I am like dying laughing during this entire thing. And I said, Joel is not here for our pop culture references.
No.
And then Sarah said, it's not funny. This is serious. And Boydson said, but it's seriously funny, Joel.
Didn't Steve say something like that?
Yes, he said, stop laughing at me. This is serious.
They are very serious spirits.
Sarah, you reported that you were hearing lots of laughing on the Phasma, and then you said, I'm dying. It's terminal.
Aww,
and we go, oh. And I said, Joel went there.
But also, Joel, I think you're already dead, bud. I didn't tell him that. I didn't bring the news.
We asked Joel, can we help you? And you said, electrocution. It's terminal.
Jesus.
And you go, the chair is terminal. I'm sorry this zappened to you.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You even set me up. You're like, Lindsay, hold on. Wait, wait.
It's really insensitive. That's what that is.
I'm sorry this zappened.
That's very terrible.
Endearing it, Sarah just keeps repeating, it's terminal, electrocution. And then Sarah said, it's funny, but it's not right.
True. It's terrible.
I don't think they even died by electrocution. And
so then you take off your headphones and you go, this doesn't feel right. Also, nobody died of electrocution over there.
Do you hate it when you do this? When you listen to recordings and you say something in your mind before you hear it back on a recording?
Yes. You like,
it's like, I know myself.
You know yourself.
Dang it.
And so we were like, yeah, they did the gas chamber. There was no electric chair there.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad you said that because I didn't remember it in the moment because I was like, oh my gosh, was this someone who died in the chair?
Oh, no. Remember when we went history to the gas
buff.
Chamber?
History buff right there. So then we sing Billie Jean again.
Oh.
And the ghost lights go off while we are singing.
Mm-hmm. Are my headphones back on?
You put the headphones back on.
Like, I don't remember singing that.
You go, look to the right. And we're like, we're not seeing anything. And you go, she's here. Ooh. Doris.
Oh.
Doris. We get our first female. Well, oh, no, Christina was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doris. So again, I introduce us again. Every time a new person comes on, I'm like, hi. This is Sarah,
hi,
Sarah, and Lindsay.
It's me.
And you said, Sarah, Sarah. Then you said, Greta.
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 We had so many spirits what names coming through. I don't know. And when you said Greta, the ghost lights went off again. All right. Then you said that there was lots of cursing and yelling that you could hear coming through. And you were dropping some F-bombs. Hmm. And then you said, up yours.
Oh, that'll tell them.
And I said, that is offensive.
Get them, Greta.
And then you said, right after me, that's offensive.
Interesting.
So that was the Phasma downstairs. Like I said, at one point, Sarah went up to the closet and took a recorder with her.
I did.
I didn't catch. So remember earlier I said you had spirit ears and said you heard something and I caught something on my recorder.
Yeah, yeah.
On this recorder, I did not catch it.
Okay.
I hear you talking about how you called something out and you heard it, but it's not on this recorder. So whatever it was downstairs.
Okay.
You pick up the closet or you pick up the closet. You pick up the recorder.
Wow.
I'm very strong.
You've been working out.
I have actually.
And you go to the closet and I didn't catch anything. You tried to do some EVP sessions in there and we're playing it back.
She was being a really good investigator.
She was. She was playing back her EVP sessions.
Wow.
She didn't get anything though.
No.
And then when you came out of the closet and went down to do Phasma, we left the recorder back up on the top of the stairs and I caught a deep man's voice.
Ew.
That I did not catch on this other recorder downstairs.
What's he saying?
I cannot make it out. Can't make it out. But it was pretty deep.
Ew.
That's what I got for you.
You did a great job. I had the recorder going overnight. So all in all, I think it was about 6 hours. And my recorder was downstairs, placed on a table underneath the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it was kind of under where the bathroom was and Lindsay's room, I never heard you walking around.
I feel like I took my meds that night to go to sleep. I don't feel like I got up very much to pee. Yeah,
I got up once.
Yeah, I think I got up like once or twice maybe, but I don't remember. Confirm.
You definitely.
It's not like my five times a night thing. Mm-mm.
I didn't write this down, but I remember, and maybe you wrote it down. The first almost 25 minutes of the recording, we are getting settled for bedtime.
Why don't we start the recording when we're literally walking into the bed?
Because then I wouldn't have got to hear all of this.
Oh, gosh.
You probably heard the same thing I did.
I'm sure I did. But yours was louder, so.
I'm very proud of this.
I'm so sorry.
You tell it then, because you, I didn't write any of it down. I just know what I heard.
My recorder's at the top of the stairs, and we, like she said, we're settling down for the night, and Lindsay is very loudly exclaiming.
Out of 10.
That her and Sarah have passed the pass and race competency, thanks to me.
For the fire, we must have found a fire extinguisher.
And you guys couldn't recite race or pass. I knew so pass. I was helping you.
I remember race, but I know pass. Pull,
I got it.
Aim.
Sweep.
Sweep.
Squeeze.
Oh, I thought it was
squeeze. What are you going to sweep on if you haven't then squeezed? Sweep.
This is what I kept fucking up in the recording, too.
Squeeze, then sweep.
Okay. Squeeze, sweep.
Because you think it's spray. It's not spray. It's sweep.
Race. Okay, I'll start it. Rescue.
Uh-huh.
Attack.
Alarm.
Attack the fire. Alarm. Hold on.
Contain.
Contain.
Yes.
Evacuate.
Extinguish.
Extinguish.
That's slash when
evacuate.
Pass comes into play. No.
Just kidding.
R is rescue. That's the same as evacuate. If there's a fire
in the hospital, we just need to go find you.
Please. I am an expert. I'll have you know I bought my first adult fire extinguisher just this week.
I don't think I have one.
I don't have one.
But tell us how you taught me to do that. We were role playing. Do you remember this?
No.
I remember you. And I was like, do it again, because I kept messing it up. And I was like, I'm going to get it right before we go to bed.
You had to
and
get
I would
it right.
Start outside of the room, and then it would get real quiet. And then one of you would go, fire, fire, there's a fire. And I come running in, and I'm like, where? And then I'm like, race. Rescue. And I'm like sweeping and trying to get it all put out.
Not even right. Listen,
and then you guys were like, yay! You cheered me on.
Can I just say, where else am I going to find friends who will role play a train station with me?
I forgot about the train
station. Fire alarm.
Never. You won't find anybody else like us.
In our 30s and 40s, we're like, there's a fire.
Do it again, do it again. I think we did it like 3 or 4 times. Fire, fire, there's a fire. We what do we do?
Our fire practice.
And I'm like, I'm here.
I remember you like pretending to kick down the door. It's coming back to me now.
You guys were laying on the same bed. Yes. On a twin bed.
Yes, we were.
And I was putting out the fire on the other one.
I remember. Because you had already rescued us, right?
So we were on the safe bed. We were on base.
The important thing is I saved you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you got that on recording.
So I got to hear all that. And I know she did too.
The funny thing is, you know, we settled down and we were going to our respective beds.
Lindsay, this is like 2 a.m.
Lindsay went to her own room and she was very excited and she said, I have a fire evacuation map on the back of my door. And then I'm like, there's only one way out. Because there is.
And now I know how to get out.
I tried to jump out that window. Maybe.
It's the second story.
I know. You could have done it.
I just have our broken legs. Lindsay's excited. I'm like, there's only one way out.
Okay. I was excited about our fire safety class. Okay.
A map.
I had a map.
I found a map.
I found a map to the front door. Don't ruin my fun, okay?
Now I know how to get there. Follow me, everyone.
Everyone follow me. I got a map. I'm going to take the whole door down with me.
What if you kick down the door?
Right, everybody go left here.
This is the wrong way.
It's a very small Airbnb. Let's make that clear. Technically, there was 2 doors. There was a back door and a front door, okay?
You did have options. You're right.
Options. There was a back door.
Not the map to the front door.
Fire safety. Guys, if you're listening to this, please practice your fire drills at home, okay?
You know, we should have made a training video.
Missed opportunity.
Who wouldn't like to learn from that?
We could do a tornado drill,
too. It is the training ghost, okay?
These are great TikTok ideas. What about
med sled? Med sled. I always have to have somebody help me.
It's on the test. You cannot do it with one person. You have to have two.
You need two. Yeah. But I always forget if you're supposed to go head first or feet first.
Feet first.
I always get it wrong and go head first.
I do. It's because it's from the office and he goes head first into the wall.
Why would you go ahead? That's exactly why.
That's like the most important part to say.
Funny.
Get the head out first. That was my thinking. I get it wrong every year. All right.
Okay. So all that happens.
We go to bed.
And then about 30 minutes into it, I can hear a whisper. And I'm pretty sure it's when the air conditioner is going to. But you can still hear it. It gets right up to the recorder. And I think it says, hey.
Hey, girl, I liked your fire safety.
You know?
You're not like your wrong. Race moves.
Like your pass.
Hey, your pass is six.
You've got a nice pass.
A lot closer than like my other ones were.
Yeah. Yeah. And about 70 minutes into it. Okay. There's a loud bang. And I know that the ice machine was a problem. But this went on for, I don't know, 6 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
And it did sound initially like kind of a plastic cup falling. And Boyce and I listened to it together because she has the recording at the same time upstairs. And so we were able to like compare. Yeah.
Okay.
That we can both hear it going on at the same time. I heard it a little bit again later in the evening, but this one really seemed to go on for a very long time. I heard a couple of other loud bangs that sounded like they were just right there in the room, kind of like what you were playing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote a loud ass bang, an ear bleeder. I don't know how we sleep through these things, like how we didn't hear it up there at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I didn't hear that at any other time. So it didn't sound like the air conditioner.
Or anything, yeah.
And like I said, the air conditioner pretty much went off and on all night. And I don't even know why it turned off because it immediately turned back on.
Yeah, same.
And that is all I got.
Here's my thing. So I'm at the top of the stairs. You can hear the air conditioner turn on. It's on for like several minutes and then it turns off. And it turns off for approximately 3 to 4 minutes and then it turns right back on. And I can hear this. And so I start hearing this initially in my recording. I start hearing this knocking or like plastic cups are being dropped on the ground. It's just a very kind of specific noise. And I'm like, okay, well, this is just the AC calming down or something like that. And so I was fully expecting that like every time the AC was on, you would hear something. And then when it's off, you would hear it just, you know, thumping to reset. And I think that until about 47 minutes in, then I write my notes, it's 100% not the AC. It's like random knocking, banging, rolling sounds, like someone is physically downstairs doing something wild.
Yeah.
And so the reasons why I don't think it's the AC and I don't think it's the ice maker is there's zero, it's so random. You can hear the cycle of the AC.
And throughout the night?
Yeah. Throughout the entire night, you can hear the cycle of the AC and it doesn't correlate with that. And then I can hear the ice maker. I hear the ice maker and the little freezer at some point. Like I hear them individually. And I think ice was only pushed over into its little container, like so you can hear it falling. I think that only happened once.
About.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
What's happening?
She's responding in barks now.
Bow wow. I agree. Bark, bark, bark. Yip, 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 yip.
Oof.
My lips are going. You couldn't get your words out. How do you not get your words out?
Until it happens to you, Lindsay.
Louise has entered the chat. She's crying.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
I don't know what you were going to say either. It's gone.
Well, anyhow.
Okay, so I only hear the ice maker once. And if it was anything to do with the AC, you'd think it'd go along with the rhythm, right? And also, if it was like just random kitchen noises from one of the machines, you would think it'd be sort of consistent and happen throughout the night. But what's wild to me is that it lasted for 3.5 hours, just like random knocks and bangs. I really was convinced somebody was downstairs. And then for the rest of my 2.5 hours, nothing. Not a darn thing. There was maybe one knock. But everything went silent.
It's very intermittent after that. Like, it's never consistently going for several minutes in a row. And also, again, we were down there for a while and we maybe heard it a couple times, but it didn't go off for 10 minutes.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
The thing is, we'll never know.
That's right.
We'll never know. Okay, so Carriage House in Jeff City. Ratings.
4.
I feel like we got quite a lot of valid responses on the Phasma box.
Yes.
I'm not sure if we'll be able to isolate any of the EVPs other than what you got.
Yeah.
Just because the AC made it difficult. And the ones that I gathered were really far away. They weren't close.
Yeah.
We did have friends who had evidence. They had some EVPs. They had
similar experiences with like the knocking and walking around. Mm-hmm. What they called walking, you know. Maybe that's what we were hearing.
And you said you heard footsteps when we walked in, and that's you right. picked up on vibes there, you said.
Lively vibes.
So that was our recent haunted investigation at the Carriage House in Jefferson City. Adorable Airbnb. So if you guys are going to go do like an investigation at Missouri State Penn, definitely look into this place as well because it's right down the street. And you might get an extra little haunted investigation on top of it.
A little spooky treat.
A little spooky treat. I like that. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in this week for our haunted investigation. You can always catch us online at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, thanks so much, guys. We will catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.